Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hey, Jamie, how's everything going today?
Oh, it's going great. Always something exciting going on in the world of solar.
I guess that's true, as we've experienced every week for the past.
Yes, never dull, that's for sure.
Never dull. All right.
Yeah.
So what's on the news, or what's on the docket for today?
Well, it is interesting. Today I was invited to meet with a large group of real estate agents, brokers, and mortgage agents at Guild Mortgage here in town, and talk about solar and how it affects their business. And do you think they were happy to see me? Or
I was going to say, can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
All of them have had personal experiences with leasing, solar leases that have buried or destroyed the deal.
That is exactly right.
All right, home run out of the park.
Yep, strike three. And so, yeah, it's but they are really dealing with it a huge amount. They're saying almost half the homes that they're coming in, because right now interest rates are a all-time low, and so they're having tons of people coming in wanting to refinance, and they're having to tell them no, they can't do it.
So, and it's, why is that? Why can't they do it?
Well, the solar lease part, that one they can refinance. But if somebody has a PACE loan or a HERO loan, that loan is primary even before the first mortgage. So there's no refinancing if somebody else is first in line. And that first in line is generally a solar loan.
Oh, wow. And so that means they would have to pay off that loan in order to get to refinance.
Yes. And they have to get approval from that, from the PACE people, to pay it off. And that's a very, that's dealing with the county, and it's a very slow process. And I'm not sure if you've had any dealings with real estate people, but they tend to, everything is, immediate, right now, emergency, and the entire deal is going to fall apart if they don't. And the county says, oh, okay, good luck. So, yeah, you are absolutely correct. It is, they're up at night worrying about their deals and if solar is going to tank their deal. So it's a big, big problem.
So what, can you walk me through that process? Like, if I want to, I'd go to them because I want to refinance my house, and then what happens?
So the first thing they do is they pull a title report, and it's just one line item on the report that says PACE loan. So, if they're not trained to look out for that, then they get into the process. And most loan people or real estate people, they're not solar people. They don't really understand. And so that was kind of the whole reason I got invited to speak there today.
Okay.
Was because they've lost thousands of dollars personally because of a PACE loan that they weren't aware of, and they get all the way to the finish line. And do you think the customer blames themselves?
No, of course not. Why would they? Why would I? I mean, I got solar. I'm saving the world. What's the problem?
That's right. And that one agent told me a story of his client who answered the door, and the first thing the guy said is, if we can cut your electricity bill by 20% with no money out of your pocket, why wouldn't you do that? And so he got taken in, and it was a PACE loan. And so they did new air conditioning, new windows, new roof, solar. Wow. It was about a $200,000 project on a $400,000 home.
Oh, my God.
And so the poor guy is stuck with a PACE loan payment that is three times what it was with PG&E. and he's older, you know, and so he said he's on a fixed income and wanted to refinance to get out of it. And they're like, well, you know, your home's really not even worth that much. And so it's just heartbreaking when I hear these stories about, it's not just solar, it's also window people and air conditioning, and they're all getting into the PACE loan area. So we had way more horror stories about leases than we did about PACE. So there, and a lot of people, when they're moving, they don't even know what their solar is. They could have a lease or a power purchase agreement, or if they want it outright or whatever, but they just hope that everything works out. And it's just, it's really sad that, of course, when the deals have to get done and they're trying to, even if the new buyer agrees to take on the solar lease, which they say is almost never happens anymore, that they want the seller to buy out the lease at the remaining lease payments. One guy was telling me, a guy 2 years into his solar lease, so that means he has 18 years left, was going to have to come out of pocket like almost $180,000 to pay off this solar lease. And he was like, no one ever told me. And they called the guy. And that guy's, of course, no longer with the company, and his phone's disconnected, and no one can...
$180,000. What do you think was the original cost of the system?
I would say between $30,000 and $40,000.
Wow, that's wow! What a profit! And, wow.
Now the solar leasing companies are charging a transfer fee that they don't really, you know, it's not called out, and so it's a fair amount of work to transfer a lien to another person. But it can be in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. So it's pretty, it's getting really, really unbelievable.
I'm stuck back at my $40,000 system now costs me $180,000 if I move.
Well, if you were to buy a house and the house costs $400,000 and you do a first mortgage, you know, how much, and you go for the entire 30 years, how much in interest do you think you'll pay?
I don't know. The bank's
probably
always
three times. Exactly. Three times what the house is worth. So that's just the nature of borrowing, but holy camole. So, but it's, but it, I mean, the room was packed. And so this is affecting a lot of real estate people, not just mortgage and real estate agents, but it's hard hitting on every escrow person, title person, you know, kind of anyone that makes money in that chain of a home being sold, is affected by this, and and it's only going to get, unfortunately, I let them know it's only going to get worse. So, you know, kind of screen for this at the beginning of the process. So if you have a buyer and the buyer's looking to buy a home, you do not fall in love with a home that has solar until we know if it's owned or leased. And they thought that was the best advice that they got out of it was checking ahead of time to see it. I mean, they really think there should be a big sign out front that said leased solar, so everyone could drive the other direction, which is bad for the homeowner.
I think I have seen like houses for sale, and it says, you know, owned solar.
Oh yeah.
Or and that's a feature. Sure. But if I'm a buyer, I'm like, if I can make that seller take that hit, I guess I would do that. I don't know. Wow.
Well, it's all market driven, right? So if you have 10 people that are in line to buy that house and you say, no, I'm not taking that on. Well, they say, great, see you later. And, you know, so fall in love with a different house is my
advice. Yeah, it depends on the house. Wow. Actually, I think I went to, I remember a few years back, I was at a client of ours, and they were, it was a real estate company, and they asked me to present, and, the presenter before me was all about the HERO program. And it was a very professionally done presentation about how great it was and how they would be able to, you know, refer anyone to get for home improvements and stuff. So
yeah,
I was just watching that going, wow, they must be pumping a ton of money into this program, I guess to resell it or to use it.
Yeah. It's, you know, when you're selling solar, there's a comparison point, right? So it's like the monthly PG&E bill, as let's just say it's $300 a month, and we come in with a payment that is $150 a month. Well, you know, that's kind of a no-brainer. You're saving 50%, and there's a finish line to the loan and everything. But now, if you know, if I'm selling a roof, what's the comparison point? You either need a roof or you don't need a roof. And so that's why Pace is heading, you know, doing great with roofers and air conditioners. And, you know, kind of the solar is always, it's, you know, it's nice if I have it. You know, it's obviously awesome if I have it, but if worst case, I can still buy power with PG&E.
Right.
If I need a roof, I need a roof. And if I need air conditioning, I need air conditioning. So it's a huge difference. And I think there's a big, big disconnect or opportunity for these companies to, you know, now if they walk in and say, hey, you're pre-approved, we got the, you know, air conditioning, you know, your entire system, we can redo it, we can replace it. Oh, and you're pre-approved. You know, there's no sense in, and your air conditioning, you know, new ones are more efficient, so it's going to save you money. Really, there's it's pretty frightening what's going to happen out there. So
I guess the same happens in the car industry. I mean, where
car loans are 5 years; they're not 25, 30 years.
That's commitments true.
That aren't tied to your property tax. And so, you know, imagine, you know, let's just say you're a few years down the road, and you know, someone has a Pace loan, and then they pass away. Well, you know, the property's got to change hands, and when it changes hands, that means that Pace loan is now full due and payable. And so a lot of people don't realize that either, but it is, it's a full-on lien. That's a stronger lien than the first mortgage on people's homes.
Wow.
Crazy.
That is impressive.
I know. Good job.
And this was all started just so people with bad credit could get improve their home.
It was started because at the time there was no way for people to borrow. You know, at 2008, 2009, everyone's home was underwater, so no one could borrow against the equity. Everyone's credit was, you know, below where it could be or should be, and people just couldn't get solar. And so it was started for that. And then slowly people realized that these Pace loans were charging 25 or 30%, and you know, almost 9% interest, and you kind of say, wow, that's a high price to pay. So if it's still better than if somebody does have horrendous credit, or if you know, if there's just no other way for them to go solar, it's better than staying with PG&E. But and with one of our loan products, it's unsecured. If they can recover and their credit comes back to 700, let's just say in 3 years, they can always refinance out of that Pace loan and pay it off. And that's the best thing. But we don't recommend they stay with it forever. But holy moly, I felt really bad for all these loan agents and real estate agents that were there. That, you know, they might do 4 or 5 deals a year, and to have one of them fall apart right at the finish line, it's really, really tough. So they don't make money otherwise. So they're, guess what? Do you think they're huge fans of solar? Or
leased solar they hate. Would think owned solar helps sell the house. So
correct. Yeah. They just, but they, they've been burned so many times that now they, it was just a very interesting, and a lot more education has to happen in this area for real estate people, so they know that they don't have these deals fall apart at the last second.
I think I have a suggestion for you when you go into these meetings. I think you should wear a big, giant, white cowboy hat. So you can say, look, I'm one of the good guys.
Yeah, it takes a while for me to explain why they should even listen to me.
Their
phones so it's, I understand everyone's busy and everything, but you know, if I lost the deal because of this, I would certainly want to, and we do way more deals than 4 or 5 a year, but man, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. So hopefully if any real estate people, or if you know anyone in the real estate business, you know, share this podcast out.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, make sure that people do know, because if they know upfront, they can ask the right questions and they can get the information ahead of time. And then we're, you know, we're kind of in good shape going into it rather than finding out on the back end.
Yeah, that's always, I know from personal experience. So yes, when it falls apart at the end, you're like, you just wasted how long?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, and the agents, they don't get paid until the deal closes. So they'll invest 60 to 100 hours on each project. And if it falls apart at the end, I mean, they get zero. So it's painful.
Woo. Wow. Okay. I guess, do you have anything else to add? We're going to
On the cross side, we definitely talked about owning solar and why that's great and how it increases the value of the home and and all the benefits of owning solar. So we didn't paint it to be a zero meeting. It was lots of hope, and they asked lots of great questions. So I'm sure it'll go great for them going forward. But it was a painful, expensive lesson for them to learn on their own.
I like the idea of having a checkbox. Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Yeah, absolutely. Solar.
Yeah. It's great. Okay, great. Then we're going to wrap it up here.
All right.
All right. If you have any questions, burning questions, please go to our Facebook page, send us a message through Facebook. You can also, you can follow our Facebook page and leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes, because I know we're getting more and more people. I think we had 18,000 people listen to the podcast over, I think, the past just few months. So this is great. It's growing. And yeah, the sky's the limit. So thanks a lot, everyone. Talk to you later, Jamie.
All right. Have a great day.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.